Welcome to the Food Files. In this episode, we're taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. Joining us today is Dr. William McGlynn to discuss his research about testing the potential of Rubaiyat grapes as a coloring blend for Oklahoma red wines.
So in this project, we are trying to evaluate the color compounds or the pigments that are present in one particular type of grape that was actually developed here in Oklahoma. And the variety of the grape is called Rubaiyat, and it was developed by a professor named Herman Heinrichs back in the 1950s. And it's been grown in a couple of places around the state, but it's never really been commercially grown in large numbers. So we want to examine it. We're particularly interested in the color because it has some unusual color characteristics compared to some other grapes that are out there. And we think it could be really beneficial for the grape and wine industry here in Oklahoma. The main distinction that this grape has is that it has a lot of pigment compared to some other varieties. Most grapes, the pigment is really concentrated in the skin, and this has a lot of pigment in the skin, but it also has a lot of pigment in the pulp of the grape itself, and that's pretty unusual. There aren't a lot of grapes that are like that. The other thing about it is that it does very well here in Oklahoma, which makes sense since it was actually developed here. It has some disease resistance characteristics and some pest resistance characteristics that a lot of other grapes don't necessarily have. One of the challenges that we have here in Oklahoma, growing red wine grapes in particular, is that compared to some other areas where they are commonly grown, they don't tend to develop a lot of pigments, a lot of color, and that's just because of the climate that we have here and the way the grapes ripen. And so these grapes grow very well, they ripen well, and they develop a lot of pigments that some other red wine grapes don't necessarily develop, not in the same concentrations. And so we think this grape has a lot of potential. It can make a good varietal wine by itself, but it may also have a lot of potential as a blending wine that could be used to add color to some other types of wine. That's one of the challenges potentially here in Oklahoma, is getting those wines to have as much of the color as the consumer normally expects. That's one of the challenges here in Oklahoma, not just in Oklahoma, but this part of the country in general. Because of the climate, there are a lot of the traditional red wine varieties of grape that don't necessarily develop a lot of pigment. The Rubaiyat has a lot of potential here in Oklahoma just because it was developed here. It grows well here. It's relatively easy to grow, and it does have a lot of color to it. You really want to examine the characteristic of the pigments that are in that grape, and we want to examine how extractable they are. So, you know, there are various different winemaking techniques that can be employed. We're going to be looking specifically at how long they sit on the skin during the initial stages of fermentation, and that's when really the extraction of the color occurs. And so we really want to get a handle on how quickly that occurs, what winemaking techniques are going to be best for extracting that color and kind of maximizing the color in the wine that would be used for blending. We want to get a sense of the characteristics of the pigments that are in there. We know in general terms what they are, but there are a lot of potential, you know, slight chemical variations in how those pigments can be put together, and that can affect their stability over time. And so we want to get a sense of that too. How easy they are to extract, what the best mechanism is for extracting them, and how stable they are once they've been extracted.
Thank you, Dr. McGlynn. As a component of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful value-added business in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit fapsi.biz.